Morning. For a long gospel, we need a short homily. Lessons of our gospel today. In John chapter 4, verse 5 to 42, it's about the encounter of Jesus with the Samaritan woman. And know that this gospel is the same gospel used in the synod of bishops when the bishops were formulating the new evangelization of the church. This same gospel. First lesson, that Jesus was a traveler in John chapter 4, verse 5. He traveled. He traveled with the people. For the church, we need to ask, do we travel with our people? As families, as leaders of our families, do you travel with your family? It's so sad for a church to be traveling against the tide of the same thing, traveling the wrong direction where the people is traveling. And the same thing, it's so sad when our parents, family members, are traveling the wrong way and not traveling with their family. You see, the church envisioned, even in Vatican II, in the constitution of the church in the modern world, the title of that constitution of the church in Vatican II is called Gaudium et Spes, envisioned of a church that is traveling with its people. The joys and hopes, the sorrow and anxieties of the men and women of this modern world, especially the poor, are the same joys and hopes, sorrows and anxieties of the followers of Jesus. Incidentally, do you know how the church names its document? Gaudium et Spes. It names its document by the first phrase of the document. Joys and hopes. Joys, which means gaudium in Latin. Hope, spes in Latin. That's why the document is called Gaudium et Spes. The joys and hopes of the people. Second point, that do we know the well where our people are drawing water as a church? How about you? Do you know, families who are here, parents, do you know where the wells of your children? Husbands, do you know the wells of your wives? Wives, do you know the wells of your husbands? Children, sometimes their wells are the Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media accounts. Husband and wives, know them. Know if or quench that they are consuming are helping them to find or quench the thirst. Quench their thirst. Sometimes our children are visiting wells that are not so good in the social media or in the internet. Pornographic sites, sites that could sometimes excite different passions. Know them. And like Jesus, be there. See, in John chapter 4, verse 6, Jesus was there before the woman came because He knows that this well is where the Samaritans are going to get water to quench their thirst. And Jesus was already there waiting. And Jesus offered them what? The spring of living life, of living water. The same thing that God offered in the first reading in Exodus chapter 17. Last time I discussed you Exodus chapter 16 and 17. In 16, the people of Israel were quenching for something that will quench their hunger. God gave them manna and the quail. In 17, chapter 17 of Exodus, people were complaining to God. And they wanted something to quench their thirst. And God, through Moses, gave them water in Massa. And that's why it's called Meribah and Massa. In Meribah, they quarreled, they grumbled. That's what Meribah means. In Massa, they tested God. And that's what Masa means. Third point. Do we know? See, now I'm lost. First one is we are travelers. Second, know the wealth of our of our people. Third, Lord help me. Jesus went, then, Lord, I'm sorry, I cannot remember. I'm sorry, guys, I cannot remember. Sure, Tommy, that's why, that's true. That's true. Third, tell the truth. In the gospel today, Jesus is inviting us to tell the truth plainly. Yes, you have no husband, but the husband you are with now is your fifth husband. John chapter 6, chapter 4, verse 18. And the woman said, you're speaking of the truth. You know, there is a way of telling the truth of the church without being an enemy of the truths of man. And how do we do it? We have to change the way we do mission. We have to change it. We should not stand from the standpoint of being a triumphalistic church, an activist church. No, we need to be a more contemplative church. We have to shift from a church that is very individualistic to a more collaborative church. And we have to be a church, not a superior church that thinks that we are the only one who's going to be saved, holier than thou, but we have to be a church that is humble and listening like Jesus. Like Jesus. Fourth, the church also is challenging us in the gospel today to quench the thirst of the seeker, of those coming to the well. Those coming to the well. People are coming to the well to get nourishment, giving water. Are we prepared to give them nourishment of living water? Are we prepared? Look at what happened to the woman in verse 28. At first, she was the one who went to the well and wanted to be quenched of her physical thirst. But then when Jesus said, if you know who is speaking to you, then you will ask for that living water. And verse 28 said, the woman left her jar and went running back and told the Samaritans. What happened? He was there to get water. But then when quenched with the thirst that she really had, which was a spiritual thirst, he forgot her physical thirst and left the jar there and went back and told the Samaritans about Jesus. There is this man who knows, who told everything about me. He must be the one they call the Christ. The Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 tells us that while we are yet sinners, God died for us. God died for us. That is our second reading. While this woman is still a sinner, Jesus was there in the well, inviting her, providing her with the living water, saving her. Last point. Let us all provide an encounter with Jesus. When the woman heard everything that Jesus said about her, she went back and called his town folks, and they all came to Jesus. And it provided an encounter with the people of Samaria with Jesus. Here's the last verse of our gospel today, 41 and 42. The Samaritan said, now we believe, not because of your words, woman, but because we have sinned. sin and everything, heard what Jesus said. Brothers and sisters, we are invited in our gospel today also to provide that encounter of love, an encounter, a humble encounter with our people who comes to the well and have an encounter with Jesus. The first letter of John, chapter 4, verse 8 says, "He who does not love does not know God, because God is love." Everyone can provide an encounter of love and charity to our families. Those people who are in thirst, this is the invitation for all of us.